There's really two pieces to the program. It's called Invest in Missouri, and the whole idea was is that we wanted to create a reinvestment in the state of $1 billion, help rebuild Missouri's economy, and get taxpayers a fair rate of return for their investments that we have in their deposits. So in two ways, we first of all get them a fair rate of return on their deposits. We are the only state in the nation other than Alabama that actually had a cap on what we return when we place money in a depository institution inside Missouri. We were capped at the Treasury yield. So we take off that cap over a four-year period so that we get a competitive rate that earns the state and taxpayers $10 to $15 million more dollars each year, and we create an incentive to reinvest in the state. The linked deposit changes really streamline the program. Our belief is that we need a program that's relevant in the marketplace, that helps build small businesses and farms, and that's easy to access, and it does exactly that. The great thing about this program is it's two separate pieces. So for the deposits, the time deposits that we make, $550 million currently, we'll get a higher rate of return for those deposits. And that's important because we have a fiduciary responsibility to do the best we can and manage taxpayers' money to the best of our abilities. But the second piece, that linked deposit program, is different. That's where we actually make a separate deposit in a community bank, and then they lend that out at a lower interest rate. Actually, we believe that changes in this will result in even lower interest rate for those businesses.